mistake there. We're coming back to inside the courtroom here at CLTV. We are going to take you actually into the courtroom now. Cameras being allowed on the second day of the murder trial for Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke in the 2014 shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. The first video today, witness, I should say, was not shown on camera, so we had to kind of cut out for a little bit. It was Van Dyke's then partner, Joe Walsh. He was testifying about the fact that on that fateful night, while they were arriving at that shooting scene after other officers were already there, he himself, Walsh, had fears that McDonald, wielding a knife, was going to run into the Burger King, potentially, that was right there, put people at risk, and then he veered towards a Dunkin' Donuts. The same concern. Prosecution wanted to know, well, you know, why is Van Dyke really the only one who fired his weapon? Walsh indicated that his perspective or angle on the scene was different. Right now, you're looking at a witness who is testifying. His name is Xavier Torres. He's with a utility company. Let's listen in.
During the trip, did you see any squad cars from the Chicago Police Department?
Yes, we did, a couple.
Okay. And at various points, did you have to pull over for those squad cars?
Yes.
Your dad pulled over, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And at some point, do you get near the Dunkin' Donuts at 41st and Pulaski?
That's correct.
Okay. And what does your dad do when you're in that area?
He just pulls over.
Okay. And again, you're traveling north?
That's correct.
Okay. And he pulls, where does he pull?
He pulls over, and there's like a factory right before the Dunkin' Donuts. He pulls over a little right before that.
Okay. And so when you say right before, just south of the Dunkin' Donuts,
that's
there's
correct.
A building?
Yes.
And so you're pulled over right in line with the building just south of the Dunkin' Donuts?
Yes.
Okay. At that time, do you see something that draws your attention?
Yeah, actually, we see, that's when we saw Laquan McDonald walking down the street.
Okay, let me stop you there. At the time, did you know the name of that individual?
No, at the time, I did not.
And so you later learned that that individual was named Laquan McDonald.
That's correct.
Okay. As you arrived, as you pulled over at that location, were there any police vehicles on scene?
Yes.
Could you approximate about how many?
At least three.
And you said that you saw Laquan McDonald walking.
Yes.
Where was he when you first saw him walking?
He was in the middle of the street. Middle of,
what
Pulaski.
Street was that?
It's Pulaski.
Okay. And was anything blocking your view of him?
No.
Okay. What did he do after you first saw him?
I just seen him walking southwest towards a fence.
Okay. Now, you described the fence. Where is that fence located?
The fence is located on the opposite side of the street from where we were at. We were heading northbound.
Okay. And how tall was that fence?
I'd say it's about like 6 feet.
Okay. And was there anything on the fence?
Yeah, there's like a green tarp, I believe.
So it's like a chain link fence that has a green like construction tarp over it?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, you said that Laquan McDonald was walking southwest. Was that directly in the direction of any of the police officers on scene?
No.
Could you describe how he appeared when he was walking?
Yeah, he just had like just kind of a weird walk, just walking away from the scene.
Okay. When you say a weird walk, could you just describe it?
Just like a hop to his walk, kind of.
So it was a little bouncy?
Yeah.
At some point, do you hear gunshots?
Yes.
Okay. And where is Laquan McDonald when you hear gunshots?
It was towards, it's kind of when he was walking towards the fence.
Okay, so he was walking in a southwestern direction?
Yes.
And you hear gunshots?
Yes.
Okay. What happens after you hear gunshots?
After I hear gunshots, I just see him just fall to the ground.
And do you know how many gunshots you heard before he fell to the ground?
I didn't know exactly how many. I just knew it was multiple.
Okay. And...
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last important answer. Could you repeat the answer, please?
Yeah, of course. I didn't know exactly how many shots. I just knew I heard multiple.
How long after you heard the first shot before Laquan McDonald fell to the ground?
It was a brief pause. It might have been about a second or two.
Okay, so fairly quickly he falls to the ground?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you hear more shots?
Yes.
Okay. And in relation to how many shots you heard fired while he was standing, were there more or less shots fired while he was on the ground?
I'd say there's more when he was on the ground.
And during this entire time, you had an unobstructed view of Laquan McDonald?
That's correct.
While he was on his feet, did you see him make any threatening movements?
No.
After he's on the ground and you said you heard more and more shots, did you see him make any threatening movements?
No, not at all.
At any point, did you see him direct any of his movements at any of the police officers on scene?
No.
What did it appear he was doing when he was walking southwest?
It looked like he was trying to get away from all the officers.
We have a moment, Ryan?
Sure.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. Cross-examination.
Good morning, Mr. Torres.
Good morning.
Your father's driving you to the doctor, there to the hospital, correct?
That's correct.
All right, and when you pulled over, were you the first car in line to pull over?
I don't remember exactly.
Do you remember how many cars were pulled over?
No, I don't remember exactly.
All right. Do you remember how far you were from the Dunkin' Donuts when you pulled over?
We're just a little distant, not too far.
What's a little bit?
Definitely less than a mile.
Less than a mile?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so you might have been within a mile of the Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
All right. And did you see any police officers get out of the car?
Yes.
Come in.
Maybe like two.
Two?
Yeah, at first.
How was that car parked when you saw it?
Just the same direction as our car was parked, going northbound.
Going northbound. So you saw a car with two police officers parked northbound?
Yes.
Was that before or after the shooting?
This was before the shooting.
All right. Did you see where those two police officers went that got out of the car?
No.
So there are two police officers out of the car facing north?
That's correct.
Just before the shooting?
Yes.
Did you see where they went?
No.
Was that car in your vision where the shooting happened?
You mean obstructing my vision? No.
All right. Did you ever see a car come down south while you were there?
When we first got to the scene, there was a squad car following Laquan McDonald that was heading south.
All right. And where did that car go?
I honestly didn't pay attention. I was focused on Laquan at the time.
You didn't see that car park anywhere?
No, I was paying attention to Laquan.
Okay. So when you saw Laquan, the only car you saw was the car facing north, right?
No, At first I saw the car that was coming southbound, and then I had seen the other squad car that was parking northbound.
I'm sorry, but I got to try to get this straight. So the car that was parked northbound got there first?
No.
When did it get there?
Honestly, I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
No. It's been a while.
Before the shooting or after the shooting?
It was before the shooting, I know that.
All right. Was it there when the shooting happened?
Yes.
So that car would have been in your line of sight, correct?
It wasn't in my line of sight.
What was it? Was that car before you could see McDonald or after?
It was there before.
But it's on,
it's on the right side of the street.
It's on the right side of the street? You're on the right side of the street, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And you're within a mile of Dunkin' Donuts, true?
Yes.
And this car is parked north, right?
Mm-hmm.
And McDonald's coming from the north, is he not?
Yeah, but he's going southwest.
I understand. Okay. I'm trying to figure out where this car is. It's facing north.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't remember. I just know he was on the same side of the street as we were.
But you don't know where he was in relation to where McDonald was?
No.
And you saw two police officers get out of that car?
Yes.
And was that before the shooting or after the shooting?
This was before the shooting.
And did you see where they went?
No.
All right. So then you see a car coming south. Is that right?
I saw that at first. That's the first thing I saw.
Was that before you saw the car that came north?
Like I said, I don't remember exactly.
You don't remember?
That's been a while.
And you don't remember where that car that was going south, what happened to that car, right?
The car that was going south?
Yes.
No, I don't. Like I said, my focus went over to Laquan McDonald at the time.
So you didn't see that car park?
No, I wasn't paying attention.
You didn't see anybody get out of that car that was going south?
No, I don't remember.
You talked to the people from the FBI, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
All right. And you told them that that McDonald was moving southwest, correct?
That's correct.
And he was closer to the curb, according to you, right?
He was heading towards the curb, yeah.
Well, you told the FBI that he was closer to the curb, right?
Objection, doesn't violation of law.
Laid a proper foundation, Mr. Rooker.
You told the FBI people that
when?
McDonald, sorry, on December 15, 2014, a couple months after this happened, you talked to the FBI, right?
Yes.
And you told them details about what you saw that night, correct?
That's correct.
And what you told them was that McDonald was moving southwest closer to the curb, correct?
I know that I just said he was moving towards the curb, so I don't remember exactly. Like, it's been a while.
Is there anything that might refresh your recollection on what you told him?
I guess what I stated at that time.
Yeah, if you saw a report of what you stated, would that refresh your recollection?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, and
reason for you to keep track of where the squad cars were?
No.
You said that the Dunkin' Donuts you were within a mile of, correct?
Yes, what I believe.
And where you were parked was actually the next door neighbor, right? Right next to it?
Yes.
Overruled, sir. Redirect.
That was a yes?
Yes.
So well within a mile?
Yes.
You had indicated on cross that Laquan McDonald was moving while he was on the ground. Could you describe that movement?
The movement just it was slight and it looked like he was in pain.
No further questions.
Recross examination.
I have nothing further. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Torrey. You can step down. State, call your next witness, please.
State will call Officer Bakovic.
Adjustable, adjust your seat to the microphone, speak into the microphone. Everybody will be able to hear your testimony, and it will be greatly appreciated. So, thank you.
May I proceed, Your Honor?
Please.
Sir, would you please state your first and last name and spell both for us?
First name is David, last name is Ivakovic, D-A-V-I-D, I-V-A-N, K-O-V-I-C-H.
What is your occupation?
I'm a Chicago police officer.
How long have you been employed as a Chicago police officer?
4 or 11 years.
Sir, I'd like to direct your attention to October 20th, 2014. Were you working as a Chicago police officer?
Yes.
What was your shift on October 20th, 2014?
Started at 9 p.m. Ended at 6 a.m. in the morning. It was a shift.
On October 20, 2014, were you working with a partner?
Yes, I was.
And who was your partner?
Officer Torres.
What type of vehicle were you and Officer Torres assigned on October 20, 2014?
I believe we were in a Chevy Tahoe parked vehicle.
And did you have a beat or vehicle number?
Our beat was 823R. Vehicle number, I don't know offhand.
So that B823R would identify you regarding dispatch communication, is that correct?
Yes.
While you and Officer Torres were on duty on October 20th, 2014, did you receive a call for assistance from another officer?
We heard on the radio that an officer was requesting assistance.
And you heard that through your radio dispatch communications?
Yes.
And do you recall what beat number that was who was requesting assistance?
I believe it was 815 Robert.
And were you familiar with the officers working 815 Robert on October 20th, 2014?
Yes.
And who were those officers, sir?
Officer Gaffney and Officer McElligott.
And were you aware of what they were requesting when they called for assistance?
They were requesting assistance. I believe one officer was asking for an officer with a taser.
And were you aware as to whether or not they had encountered an individual who was armed?
I believe they said that he was armed with a knife.
Now, the vehicle that you and Officer Torres were in, was that equipped with any video or audio equipment?
In-car camera video.
And how does the in-car camera video operate on your vehicle?
I believe once you activate your emergency lights, the video starts recording from a minute prior and then continues on until you shut it off.
On October 20, 2014, when you and Officer Torres were responding to assist the other officers, was your video camera operating?
Yes.
Does your video camera indicate a date and a time?
Yes.
And was that time accurate on October 20th, 2014?
Yes.
Now, have you had occasion, Officer Ivankovic, to view the dash cam video recording from your vehicle on October 20th, 2014 regarding the death of Laquan McDonald?
Yes, I viewed it.
And if I could approach you.
Sure, go ahead.
So I'm going to show you what's been marked as People's Exhibit Number 225. Do you recognize what that is, sir?
Yes.
What is People's Exhibit 225?
It's a jump drive.
And what is contained on People's Exhibit 225?
Our dash cam video from our vehicle.
And you had an opportunity to view People's Exhibit 225, is that correct?
Yes.
And does People's Exhibit 225 accurately reflect your dash cam recording on October 20th, 2014, when you were responding to assist other officers?
Yes.
Did you also have an opportunity to view People's Exhibit 226 electronically?
Yes.
And People's Exhibit 226, is that a clip of your full dash cam or video that is reflected in People's Exhibit number 225?
Yes, it is a clip.
Here at this time, I will move to admit People's Exhibit 225 and 226 and ask that the identification marks be stricken.
Thank you. Any objections?
Judges, we haven't seen what she's putting in. Maybe a description of what it is.
All right, sidebar then. I need your call.
We've been listening to a Chicago police officer testifying about that fateful night in 2014 when Laquan McDonald, 17 years old, was shot and killed, shot by Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke, who's now on trial for murder. They're setting up sort of the parameters of what was going on that night. Interestingly, though, we're seeing this officer on camera, but earlier we were not able to keep you abreast of what was going on in the courtroom. Our cameras were not hot because the first witness was to be not shown on camera. That would have been the defendant, Officer Jason Van Dyke's then partner back in 2014, Joe Walsh, talking about their perspective of things that night when the shooting went down. Now, you remember, a lot of officers were on the scene, but it was only Officer Jason Van Dyke who opened fire, hitting Laquan McDonald 16 times. Joe Walsh said earlier that there was concern, in his mind anyway, that as McDonald was running with a knife, wielding a knife, he was going to get into that Burger King that was right there and then possibly the Dunkin' Donuts, so people could have been at risk. As far as why he didn't fire his weapon and McDonald Officer Van Dyke did, he indicated to the prosecution's question on that that his perspective on things was different in the sense that his angle was different, where they were standing and so on and so forth. Of course, the prosecution is trying to show this was sort of a slam dunk murder case in the sense that Officer Van Dyke shot McDonald 16 times. Kid was on the ground, still firing. So let's listen in as they continue.
225 and 226 ask that the identification marks be stricken.
Thank you. All right, the identifications on people's number 225 and 226 will be stricken. They will be moved into evidence. Proceed, State.
Your Honor, at this time, we would move to publish a portion of People's Exhibit 225.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
as we're waiting for testimony to continue, prior to this police officer on the stand, if you weren't with us, there was a utility worker testifying. He just happened to be on the scene that night and says that his eyes were glued to McDonald there, Laquan McDonald, the victim, on the ground. Of course, McDonald was shot and killed that night, shot 16 times. So they were asking about his perspective, what he saw, so on and so forth. But he saw Laquan McDonald on the ground, not moving. This is going to potentially be a difficulty for the defense as to why then Officer Van Dyke kept shooting, shot Bateen 16 times when he was on the ground. So we're waiting now to hear more logistics on the situation from this particular police officer who's now on the witness stand. And we're again going to be seeing some of the shooting video. This is not cleaned up, sanitized for air. So what you're seeing is what they're seeing in the courtroom.
We were on 59th Street, and the sign just said Rockwell. Right now we're eastbound on 59th Street.
Can you tell us what street you're traveling on at this point?
We're still on 59th Street. We just did a U-turn to go west on 59th Street.
Still on 59th Street, sir?
Yes, still on 59th.
Passenger or the driver, sir?
I am the passenger.
Where you're traveling at this point, sir?
We just reached 59th and Pulaski, and now we're going northbound on Pulaski.
Specific area were you going to respond to?
I believe 42nd Pulaski area is where we're heading to.
Did you or Officer Torres have a taser?
I had a taser.
Mm-hmm. where are you arriving now, sir?
We're arriving on the scene of the incident.
And you see an individual laying in the roadway?
Yes, that's Laquan McDonald in the roadway.
And who is that that just walked across the screen, the officer?
That was my partner, Officer Torres.
And approximately how many other squad cars were on the scene when you and Officer Torres arrived?
I would say at least six.
And who just walked back across the screen, sir?
That was my partner again, Officer Torres.
And where are you at this point, sir?
I don't know if I popped out of the car or if I stayed in the car. Actually, I'm right there.
You see yourself on the screen?
Yeah.
So you're out of the car,
sir? I'm out of the car, yes.
And what is going on now in the video?
My partner's rerouting, moving the vehicle to block traffic from coming into the scene.
And you remained outside back where you first had arrived, is that correct?
Right.
And what's on the screen now, is that where Officer Torres had parked the vehicle to block traffic?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. For the record, I'm copying the video at that point.
You got to speak up.
For the record, stopping the video at 9:59:42 p.m., Judge. Officer Ivankovic, you indicated initially the call for assistance was for someone with a taser, is that correct?
Yes, that was mentioned.
And how long after you received the call for assistance did you learn that shots had been fired?
How much time had surpassed?
Yes.
I believe we were reaching 59th and Pulaski when the transmission came out that shots were fired.
And so when you pulled up, that's when you observed the person you now know as Laquan McDonald on the ground. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, you indicated that you had a taser that evening, sir?
Yes, I had a taser.
And were you trained to use a taser?
Yes, I was trained.
At that time?
Yes.
And when you use a taser, what is the goal of using a taser on an individual?
Objection. How is that material relevant here today, Ms. Day?
Judge, it goes to why he was responding for the request. He came with the equipment that the other officers
used. He was saying that he had a taser and he went to respond for the request for a taser. So that's why he responded. All right. The actual functioning of the taser, maybe at a later date if it has a purpose, but right now not from Officer Ivankovic. So sustain.
Very good, Judge. How long did you remain on the scene after you and Officer Torres arrived, sir?
We remained on scene until the scene was dismissed.
And what were your responsibilities when you remained on the scene with Officer Torres?
Our car remained where it was left parked, 42nd, blocking traffic.
When you arrived on the scene, were there any officers there that you knew prior to responding to the area on Pulaski Road?
Yes.
And which officers were on the scene that you knew prior to responding to Pulaski Road?
Many from our watch. I can't think of everyone offhand.
Approximately how many officers, sir, were on the scene when you arrived, if you recall?
I would say there's more than 10 total on scene already.
Okay. 1 second, Judge.
Sure. Take your time.
Sir, you had indicated that you are armed with a taser. Can you tell us what a taser is?
It's another weapon that we're trained to use and carry.
And when you say another weapon, how does it work?
You press the button and it releases electrical current.
Electrical currents into an individual?
If it hits an individual, yes.
Thank you. If I may, Judge, just one second.
Sure.
Had you used a taser prior to October 20th, 2014?
What does this tend to prove?
I'll withdraw the question, Judge.
Thank you.
Thank you. No further questions.
Thank you very much. Cross-examination.
Good afternoon, Officer.
Afternoon.
How are you?
Good.
You were asked questions about your reason for driving over to 40th and Pulaski, and it was called for assistance, correct?
Correct.
And they showed you the video of your car driving to the scene, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you had your lights and sirens going at that point, correct?
Correct.
And the call for assistance, that was a hot call, correct?
Correct.
You know what I mean by a hot call?
Yes.
It's a call where a police officer is asking for help. Help get here. And then would you agree with me that the response is that anyone within the vicinity, police officers, goes to the scene?
Correct.
To help that officer that's calling for help?
Correct.
Nothing further.
State any redirect?
No, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. You can step down, officer. State, could you call your next witness?
Yes, Judge. State would call Adam Murphy.
Chair is adjustable. The microphone's live, so if you pull your chair up to the microphone, adjust the microphone, speak into the microphone, everybody will be able to hear your testimony, and it would be greatly appreciated. So thank you.
Good afternoon, sir. Would you state your full name, spell your last name for the court reporter, please?
Sure. It's Adam Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y.
And you're a police officer, correct?
That is correct.
Where do you work?
I work for the Cook County Sheriff's Police Department.
Cook County Sheriff's Police Department a separate department from the Chicago Police Department?
Yes, it is.
How long have you been employed with the Cook County Sheriff's Department?
Approximately 10 years.
Have you ever worked for the Chicago Police Department?
No, I have not.
I want to talk to you specifically about October 20th, 2014. Do you recall that evening?
Yes, I do.
Were you working?
I was.
What shift were you working?
I was working our midnight shift. That's 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. or 7 a.m.
9 p.m. on the 20th until 7 a.m. on the 21st.
That is correct.
Were you assigned to a specific district or beat?
Yes, I was assigned to the 5th District Bridgeview Division.
And just very generally, what parts of Cook County does that, did you call it a division or a district?
I'm sorry. It's a district.
Okay. What parts of Cook County does that district cover?
It covers everything from the Will County, DuPage County border on the west, all the way to approximately Cicero on the east, and everything from, I would say, about 135th on the south to about 26th Street on the north.
And you said that you started your shift at 9 p.m. on the 20th, right?
That's correct.
Sometime after you started your shift, did you notice anything unusual or anything take place involving the Chicago Police Department that evening?
Yes, I did.
What did you see?
I observed multiple Chicago police vehicles using their lights and sirens, traveling northbound on Cicero, just passing through Archer Avenue.
And you were in your own Cook County Sheriff's deputy vehicle at that time, right?
That's correct.
And where were you when you saw these Chicago Police Department vehicles You said traveling on Archer, correct?
Yes, I was on Archer facing eastbound, waiting at the light there.
When you saw the Chicago police units traveling past you, what did you do?
At that time, I turned left and I continued to follow them northbound on Cicero Avenue.
How come? Why'd you do that?
Seeing multiple vehicles like that, I didn't know if they needed assistance in whatever they were doing.
Did you activate your lights and sirens?
I did not, no.
But you then followed the line of police cars?
That's correct.
Are you able to monitor the radio traffic of the Chicago Police Department from your Cook County Sheriff's Department vehicle?
No, we did not have the capability at that time.
Why not?
Our radio band is completely different. We use a different frequency than they do.
So the Cook County Sheriff's Office, Sheriff's Department has its own radio communication, completely separate from the Chicago Police Department.
That's correct.
Nonetheless, you saw these Chicago police officers driving lights and sirens. You then followed them.
That's correct.
Where did you follow them to?
We ultimately ended up at the right on Pulaski, just south of the highway.
And the highway being what highway?
I-55.
That's the Stevenson Expressway.
That's correct.
And you were just south of that expressway when you came to a stop?
Correct.
When you first stopped on Pulaski, were there other Chicago police vehicles already stopped at that location?
Yes, there was.
Approximately how many?
Vehicles, probably 4 or 5.
And in addition to the vehicles, or separate from the vehicles, did you also see Chicago police officers standing outside of the vehicles?
Yes.
Approximately how many?
I would say maybe 6.
What else did you see when you first pulled up to that location?
I observed the officers standing in the roadway, and then I observed a subject lying in the roadway.
Did you know who that subject lying in the roadway was at that time?
No, I did not.
Did you eventually find out?
I did.
Who did you find out that person was?
That subject was Laquan McDonald.
And when did you find that information out?
Maybe 8 months later.
Did you get out of your squad car?
Yes, I did.
What did you do when you got out of your squad car?
I approached the scene where everybody was standing and where the subject was lying on the ground.
Did you do anything?
Yes, I did.
What did you do?
That time I observed that the subject was gasping for air. I put on my rubber gloves and I attempted to give first aid.
Okay. You and I met in preparation for your testimony, correct?
That's correct.
And during our preparation meeting, you reviewed a portion of a dash cam video that was recovered from the Chicago Police Department, correct?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to show you what a clip of what has previously been marked as People's Exhibit 226. Restart. It wasn't showing on one of the monitors, if that's okay, Judge?
Absolutely, please. Thank you. Gotcha.
Turn the lights back on, please. Murphy, you're captured in this video, correct?
Yes, sir.
Would you touch the screen that's in front of you and just indicate where you are in that final frame of that video?
Right there.
Officer Murphy, give it a bigger setting.
Sure.
All right, there you go.
There you go. Thank you. What are you doing at that moment?
At that time, I'm putting on the rubber gloves.
And the rubber gloves are like, what's the purpose of the rubber gloves?
Latex gloves. Just put on regular latex from the hospital.
After you put the rubber gloves on, what did you do?
I then approached the subject to see if he needed first aid.
Did you touch the subject?
I did not.
How close to the subject is Laquan McDonald, right?
That's correct.
How close did you get to Laquan McDonald?
Not very close, probably right in the hash mark here.
Okay, thank you. When you reached that hash mark that you just indicated with that pink line, I think, what did you do?
I just kind of bent over, looked at him, advised him that I hear the ambulance and that the help was on the way.
Did Laquan say anything to you?
He did not.
Did you hear any noises coming from the body of Laquan?
He was gasping for air and gurgling.
After you said, strike that, what did you say to Laquan when you bent over?
I told him that the ambulance was on the way and that I hear it in the distance.
And Laquan did not respond to that, correct?
No, he did not.
Did you continue to hear the gasping or the gurgling coming from the body of Laquan McDonald?
No, it stopped shortly after.
Did an ambulance arrive when you were on the scene?
I'm not sure. I don't recall.
And when you heard that last gasp or gurgling from Laquan, you then walked away.
That's correct.
Thank you, Judge. That's all I have.
Cross-examination, Mr. Herb.
Yeah, please. Afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. You heard the last gasp, correct? And then he stopped.
I'm not sure if it was the last one, but I didn't hear it any longer.
Okay. And then you walked away.
Yes, sir.
He died right there.
I can infer that, but I'm not sure.
Okay. And you said that you first, or you made the decision to go and follow this line of police cars, correct?
That's correct.
And you were around Archer and Cicero?
Yes, sir.
And that's a pretty significant distance from 40th and Pulaski, is it not?
It's a few blocks, yeah.
Okay. And so there was a line of cars, I believe is what you said.
There were several cars, yeah.
Okay. And these several cars were all marked squad cars?
Yes, sir.
And they were driving at a high rate of speed?
They were going in and out of streets, so we didn't get up to that at high rate of speed.
Okay. Driving with lights and sirens going, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you decided to follow because you knew that something dangerous was happening, correct?
I thought that they may have needed help.
Okay.
I'm not sure what was going on.
Well, in fact, they did need help. You found out later that somebody was calling for help. A police officer was calling for help. Correct?
I found out, yeah.
And that's not uncommon in your job or the Chicago Police Department. When a policeman calls for help, when they have a situation that they can't control, they call for help, and it's a very serious call, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Nothing further. Thank you.
Redirect?
No, Judge.
Thank you. Officer Murphy, you can step down.
Thank you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to break for lunch right now. Keep up the good work. Everybody's paying attention.